USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a campaign rally in North Carolina late yesterday, continuing attacks on four Democratic congresswomen of color and also hitting a lot of his more familiar recent themes.
Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country, will never, ever be a socialist country. It just won't happen. A vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
Saying that all new spending must be fully debated, Republican Senator Rand Paul is keeping a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund from passing quickly through unanimous consent. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military now sending over 2,000 more troops to the southern border. The Pentagon says it will send the troops in support of President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 of those troops will come from the Texas National Guard. The rest are active duty. The Democratic National Committee is sending a security alert to 2020 presidential campaigns, warning them not to use that new Face app thing. The popular smartphone app has been trending lately because of the Face app challenge. On Wednesday, the DNC security chief sent an alert saying Face app was developed by Russians and that they have, quote, significant concerns about the app possibly having access to all of your photos. A tragedy in Japan, nearly 24 people killed, many injured in an arson attack at an animation studio. The suspect poured some sort of fuel around the studio and then set it on fire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In a bid to save money, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has recommended reducing the number of inspections it performs for nearly 100 reactors at dozens of nuclear power plants across the United States. The Commission's report said a revised timeline should require plant inspections every 3 years instead of every other year on the current reactor oversight process schedule. The NRC also advised cutting the extent of the inspections. In order for the recommendations to become policy, the independent agency's five commissioners, all appointed by President Trump, must approve them with a vote. House Democrats opposed the recommendations and called for a public comment period, saying a change in safety protocols without such public input would weaken vital safety oversight and put Americans at risk. There are nearly 60 operating nuclear power plants in the U.S. and 97 functioning reactors. The NRC said plans to fully decommission and close down the site of the most significant nuclear plant accident in U.S. history, Three Mile Island Power Plant in Pennsylvania, will cost $1.2 billion and take nearly 60 years to complete. After lots of searching, a 250-pound tortoise has been found in California. It was spotted on the shoulder of a road in Santa Ynez. CHP located the owners, put the tortoise in the back of the car, and took it home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.